Good morning, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. It is a day that we have never seen before, and we shall never see again. And so all together, collectively, we thank God for touching us with the finger of love, awaking us to see this day. And it's only by the mercies of God that we, in fact, are alive on this day. Let me thank you also very much for being a part of this prayer call. My name is Anthony Moore. I serve as the senior pastor of the church called Carolina Missionary Baptist Church, located in Fort Washington, Maryland. This is day 3 of our 21-day fast. And for those of you who would like to be a part of what we're doing in terms of the 21-day fast, you can certainly go to our website at carolinachurch.org. That's carolinachurch.org, and download the fast guidelines. We are doing it in 3 areas, whether that is meals, whether it is meditation, or mouth. And on the website, we'll give you all of the instructions that are needed for you to be a part of our 21-day fast. Again, this is day 3 of our 21-day fast. I've been talking to you all about the promises of God. I want to ask you to go ahead and get your seek, find, know, journals. We've got journals that we have. If you'd like to have one of those journals, you can certainly contact us at the church and get it. But our Seek, Find, Know journals, I'm going to ask you to get those journals and begin to take down the information that you will receive again on today, as we did on last week. I'm going to pick up, for the most part, where I left off on last week, as we continue to talk about the promises of God, the promises of God. All throughout Scripture, we see that God is a faithful, promise-keeping God who calls his people to live trusting in the promises of God. That's what you'll see all throughout Scripture, all throughout the Word of God. We'll see a faithful, promise-keeping God who calls you and I to live trusting in the promises of God. I told you all last week that the promises of God are all about God. They're all about God and not about us. The promises of God are all about God and not about us. Psalm 145, verse 13 tells us that the Lord is trustworthy in all his promises and faithful in all he does. Now, as we grow to understand who God is, we will understand his character, his goodness, and his power. Trusting in the promises of God starts with trusting God for who he says he is. And as we begin to trust him in his character and attributes, we see his incredible power translating into his actions. And it is then that we can praise him for who he is and trust in the promises he gives unto us. As we trust God for being a faithful, good, powerful God, we can lean on him to do what he says he's going to do. The promises of God are trustworthy because they are founded upon the character and power of God Almighty. I gave you all promises. I want to pick up where I left off in terms of those promises and give you some additional promises that you might be able to hold on to, all right, that you might be able to hold on to. There are so many promises that God gives us in his word, and it would just do us well to know what the promises are. And it would take me all day, the next 2, 3, 4 days, to just list all of the promises out for you. But I've taken a few of them based upon topics that I believe that you can hold on to and apply in its fullest form. Here's a promise that God gives unto us. He gives us a promise of love and care from him, love and care from him. So love and care of God, there's a promise that God gives unto us that's found in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Let's go ahead and start logging these in as you have logged in the ones I gave you on last week. So there's a promise that God gives unto us regarding love and care of God, the love and care of God. Here it is, Romans 5, verse 8. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. There's a promise of trustworthiness of God, the trustworthiness of God, trustworthiness of God. I alluded to this initially or earlier, but I want to do it again. So the trustworthiness of God, there's a promise attached to that that's found in Psalm 145, verse 13. And it says this, the Lord is trustworthy in all his promises and faithful in all he does. God also gives us a promise regarding the mercy of God. Mercy of God, found in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 23. The steadfastness love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. That's the promise on the mercy of God. Here's a promise regarding the goodness of God, the goodness of God, taken from Psalm 145, verse 9. Here's what it says. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. That's the goodness of God. Here's a promise that God gives unto us regarding the sovereign power of God, the sovereign power of God. Taken from Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 through 17. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him, and he's before all things, and in him all things hold together. He also gives us a promise for guidance, taken from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Here's a promise for guidance. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. That's the promise of guidance. He gives us a promise of peace. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7. I'm arming you with the promises of God that you might be able to declare and decree these promises when the time comes for them to apply in your own life. He gives us a promise of peace. Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. Here's what it says. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasseth all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. He also gives us a promise regarding his presence being with us. His presence being with us. In Isaiah 41, verse 10, he says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. That's the promise of his presence being with us. He gives us a promise of comfort, found in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, and for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. God gives us a promise for protection. Protection. Romans 8, verse 38 through 39. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. We also have a promise for the power of God, seen in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 through 21. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. He gives us a promise to grow in Christ's likeness. Taking you all from Romans chapter 8, verse 29. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son in order that we might be the firstborn among many brethren. He also gives the promise to bear fruit, in John 15, verse 5, to bear fruit. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that beareth much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Hey, listen, I'm going to end here. I've got some more promises to give to you. I'm just trying to arm you, place in your arsenal the promises of God that apply to you, that you are able to begin to decree and declare, that you might be able to access God by activating your own faith in believing in the promises and the character of the God who gave them to us. Hey, listen, my brothers and sisters, I need you all to help me today. We'll pick up here next week. The Lord delays is coming. We'll pick up here, and I'll give you some more. I want you to have this. I want to arm you, and I am in no hurry. I want to arm you with the promises of God that you might benefit from what God says in his word. I'm going to ask you all to help me today. I want to pray continually for Sister Jackie Thomas. As she's returning back to her chemotherapy treatment, I want to pray for Sister Sharon Durham and Matt Durham. I want to pray for Gary Davis, for Mary Davis, for Deacon Evelyn Mack. I want to pray for Preacher Martina Baxter. I want to pray for Velda Jones. I'm praying for her granddaughter. We're praying for Sister Lois Dix and her brother Rico, believing God to heal his body from suffering from a stroke. Praying for Deacon Ruby. Deacon Ruby, I'm going to ask you all to lift her in prayer. I want to pray for the Tamara Harvin. We're praying for her. We're praying for Robert Briggs. We are praying continual prayers for Nancy Henderson, believing God to continue to heal her body after emergency surgery. We're believing God for that. Christina Henderson, we're praying that God will restore the activities of her body after delivery of her child. We're believing God to regulate every portion. We're praying today for Pastor Stephen Tucker. We're praying today for Pastor George Gilbert. We are praying today for churches and pastors that have been planted by God to, in fact, advance his kingdom here on earth. We're praying today for Barry Hayes and for Bessie Hayes, believing God to restore unto them the health of their bodies. I need you all to pray, if you will. We're praying today. We're praying. We're believing God that God's going to do it. I'm praying for you on today. I'm praying for you. The names I don't have, and for those of you who are on this call, I'm asking God to go with you today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are eternally grateful for you giving unto us a new day, another day, to advance your kingdom here on earth. We are grateful for it. We ask you, God, to forgive us for any sins that we've committed. God, in your word, you said to us, if we confessed our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So even now, God, we pray for forgiveness. We pray today for relationships, and we pray for marriages. We pray for families. God, we know that the enemy is seeking to come against that which you have joined together. But God, we pray that you give us the strength and the power to bind the activity of Satan. You said in your word, whatsoever we bound here on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose here on earth shall be loose in heaven. So, Father, we thank you for the power even now to do what you've called us to do, to live according to your word. We're grateful today for your promises that you have assured us, God, that we have your protection. God, you've given us your promise. You have given unto us the power of which we can live. Thank you for giving us the ability to grow in Christ's likeness. God, you've given us word and promise that we can bear fruit, God. That we can bear not just fruit, but much fruit. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you for the comfort that you've extended unto us. According to your word, you told us in Matthew, that we can come unto you, all of us who are tired and weary and heavy laden, and we will find rest. God, thank you for your peace and for your presence that you've given to us. Now, Lord, we need you. We can't do anything without you. We stand firmly on your word. We already know that before your word pass away, heaven and earth, but your word will remain forever, God. So we stand firmly on your word. We stand firmly. We stand firmly on your word, knowing, God, that your word is truth. Now, Lord, hear our prayer. Keep us as only you can. Provide, heal, deliver, sanctify as only you can. We'll give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, and all the people of God said amen. Hey, listen, y'all, thank you so very much for allowing me to arm you with the word of God regarding the arsenal of promises that he gives unto us. Now, on your mark, get set. Let's grow. Have a great day on purpose. Love you all much. Take care now.